If you think you can, and if you think you cannot, you are right. People will tell you that your dream is impossible. People will tell you to stay in your lane. People will tell you everything to keep you from being better or improving yourself beyond what they ever imagined for themselves. 80% of people do not care about your problems, and the remaining 20% are happy you have them. No one cares. Stop sharing with these types. The fight is internal. If the Wright brothers stayed in their lane and listened to the dodo brains, we'd all be riding bicycles overseas instead of flying. Leonardo da Vinci wouldn't have a Tom Hanks film named after him. The concept of the glimpse in the way of the player is foundational. It's not just a side topic, it's so important to your mindset. The glimpse is your mind getting out of its lane. It could even be trading in the beaten-up Toyota for a shiny new Tesla. The glimpse is your potential, and you've seen it. But you've written it off to fluke luck, a lucky putt here, and amazing chip in there. You've told people that this always happens, but don't worry, the wheels will fall off soon. Please feel free to insert your own self-deprecation nonsense here. Where did your lack of confidence and self-esteem go? Why are you so scared of success that you'd rather fail to meet others' expectations? Conditioning. The way of the player is reconditioning your mind. That means unlearning what the world has put in you, then rebooting your system with a stronger operating system. You've been told for too long by the gaslighters that you couldn't repeat what you did and you just got lucky. They've told you it doesn't count if it's not on a 7,000-yard course, yet they haven't broken 110 on a 6,000-yard course. Blah, blah, blah. Those days are over inside the way of the player. Self-knowledge and seeing things from a new perspective will make you impervious to that bullshit. If you can do something once, you can do it twice. If you can do it twice, you can do it four times, and so on into infinity. This is not some pseudo-psychological whatever the gaslighters want to call it. This is your potential, and no one can predict your potential besides you and the amount of trust you place in yourself to achieve something. Seeing your ability to score a certain score can change your entire being. If you see it as luck and won't be repeated, I have some bad news. You are correct. What's your best score over 3 holes? Have you ever gone level par? What's your best score over 6, 9, or 12 holes in a row? Have you ever gone under par for a stretch of 3 to 6 holes? This is not luck. I'll tell you a little secret of the golfers you are jealous of at your club. They all take their scorecard home and run through what could have been. If they just avoided that 3-putt, if they just picked the bump and run shot instead of the floaty lob wedge, they're looking at what could be because they know they have it in them. They see the potential 72 from the 81 they just shot. Then they iterate. They understand the process of what went wrong and how to fix it. They'll acknowledge their luck on the course, but understand they had equal cases of bad luck on the same day. They'll say yes, that par where they hit a tree and it landed on the green was lucky. But they'll tell you the course took back when the sprinkler had moved their ball 10 yards left into a bunker. The glimpse exercise 1. Run through the best score you have had on every hole on your course. Write it in the scorecard. You did that. You scored that score. It doesn't matter how you did it, your body did it. Do you see where I'm going? Once you have filled in all your best scores on the scorecard by hole, add it up. Add that shit up and tell me you didn't do that. Whatever you scored on that best ever 18 holes is your potential. You are capable of scoring those scores on those holes. The glimpse exercise 2. Think back or look back on old scorecards or rounds. What is your best run of holes? How many holes and what was the score? For example, if you're a 17 handicapper, but you once went level par for 7 holes, you are capable of doing that again in the same round. If you are capable of going level for 7 holes, are you not capable of going plus 7 for the other 11 holes and breaking 80? Why? Why not? You probably didn't though, because you started thinking about it and started wondering how to continue, instead of just continuing as you were. You got in your own way. The glimpse is an understanding of what is possible if you do. It's vital to have the mindset that you can be better than you are. Why is this important? Because the glimpse is what is possible. Is it likely? No. Is it possible? Yes. The key is to understand that you are capable and at the same time not become discouraged when you do not score those scores on each hole. Understand that you have scored them before. And if you have had a bad hole here and there, you still realize that at any point you can turn it on and go on a stream of good scores at any time.